Anti-abortion activists gathered at a Philadelphia cemetery today to praise and scorn the city's decision to quietly bury the remains of fetuses and babies that police found at Dr. Kermit Gosnell's abortion clinic in 2013. That story from WHYY's Aaron Moselle.
Dr. Kermit Gosnell was convicted of murder for delivering and then killing three babies inside his West Philadelphia abortion clinic, dubbed by prosecutors a house of horrors. Police removed 47 sets of remains during a grisly investigation that garnered national attention. The so-called Gosnell babies are now buried at Laurel Hill Cemetery in East Falls after being cremated by the city in September 2013. Catherine Glenn Foster is an attorney with Alliance Defending Freedom, a D.C.-based group. She's pleased a proper burial finally happened.
To give these babies in death the dignity that they did not get in life. It's the right thing to do for any child, for any person. It's what a civilized society does, and these babies deserve nothing less.
Still, not everyone in the crowd was completely happy. Reverend Patrick Mahoney directs the Christian Defense Coalition, which repeatedly requested the chance to hold a funeral since the remains went unclaimed by relatives. He says the city refused and didn't tell the public when the burial happened.
We came for months after months seeking these children in love. They were not unclaimed. They were wanted. They were desired. They had meaning and purpose.
A spokesperson with the city medical examiner's office says it's standard procedure to cremate remains that are unclaimed by families and eventually bury them at Laurel Hill. What's more, the city has never before made public announcements when these burials take place. Gosnell is serving a life sentence for his murder convictions. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.